Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are doing our podcast. Today is May 16th, Tuesday, May 16th. Bonnie's yelling about the recorder we're using. Right now, this is what we have until we
set up. We had a shitty system before, and now we have a shittier system.
No, we had a great system, and then my computer went on the blinks. Because there was
the blinks.
The water spilled on it.
I never heard that pluralized.
Yeah, the computer went on the blink.
Oh, you said blinks.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Just computer went on the blink, and we go, what's wrong with our computer? And then we realized, after I realized, when I took it to Apple, they said, there's been a spill.
I get it. Right, right.
So
then you have
it,
then you got a new computer, and then you just decided, I'm not doing that thing?
I have to set it up with Rob. He's not free. Rob's the one who sets it up. Sets it up through audio box, through the computer. There's a lot of technical stuff. You, me,
no,
not
no.
Yet.
Listen.
Yes, no, don't say no. There's
will
a lot
you please
of...
allow me to have...
You can't set it up without Rob. It's impossible.
Well, I'll call Rob and I'll set it up in 2 minutes, flat.
No, you'll do it
in
2 minutes,
flat. Let's regroup in 15 minutes and I'll have the whole thing set up.
First of all, it takes hour to set up.
I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I can't imagine that it takes 6 weeks to figure out. Have you read anything about it? Have you been like, hey, how can I do this?
First of all, I haven't had my new computer for 6 weeks.
Have you Googled anything about setting up a podcast?
I couldn't set up a podcast.
Where's your paper from the last time that you would
do it? That's not setting it up. That's running it.
Do you still have that?
Yes, no. No, yes. I don't know. But all I know is to set it up, you got to go through a different companies and different things and a lot of other things that he has to do. That's technical stuff. No one could do that on their own unless they know what they're doing. And we don't know what we're doing.
No, this is the difference between you and
you
I.
You don't know how to set it up.
I'd learn.
Oh,
I'd figure it out.
No, you
I'd
can't
ask
figure
if
it out.
Oh,
you
yeah, it's it. Impossible to figure out. I'm sorry. Is this a system that's been designed by Rob and you need some kind of like codes or something?
I'm telling you how stupid you are and how stupid you sound to the public.
Okay.
You, once it's set up, you could get the podcast running and up and going once we have it all set up.
But what is the setup? What are you talking about?
Oh, you got to go
through GarageBand?
GarageBand,
okay,
audio box, make sure that's in sync with the computer.
But why are you saying I couldn't do it? Obviously,
you can do it.
Human
you don't know
beings
how to.
Can do it. I would figure out how. That's what I'm saying.
You have to go to school to learn.
You have to go to university, you're
yes.
saying?
I'm not saying the university. You'd have to go maybe to technical school.
You have to go to tech school in order to set up your computer to do a podcast.
Not set up your computer, set up
what about
podcast.
These rogue, crazy people that do it without going, hey, if you set up a podcast without going to college, I'm going to just say this to you. You're doing it wrong.
No, there's certain ways to set it up.
And you have to go to college.
You
need
go.
A four-year degree.
Maybe you could do it in 2 years.
A two-year degree
if you
in order
go.
To set up your podcast.
Yeah, to go through GarageBand, audio box, computer,
levels. You just keep saying the same four words over and over again. GarageBand, audio box, set up.
You don't know. You talk. You always talk.
I know I don't know. I'm admitting I don't know how to set it up.
And it wasn't six
However,
weeks.
If I was tasked with having to do it, I'm not saying I'm so great. I'm just saying, yes, I'm able to do it. Now you're looking at the thing. You don't know if it's actually working or not. This one. This easy
thing. It's
working.
It's working.
Although, oh, my God.
It's working perfectly.
Oh, my God.
Although the battery's dead.
Because that happened last time. I hate myself.
Good, that's two in this room.
I know. I'm sure there's other people around. But my hatred for myself is like, it's deeper and more nuanced than your hatred for me.
I found another tick today, folks. I think a couple of them are coming from the golf course. I'm not going to lie. Unless when I walked in the house, one jumped on me. But that one, I think, came from the golf course.
Rebecca, Raina's friend, told me that her dad has a thing where you put the tick in the hole to see which kind of tick it is.
In the hole?
It must be a little thing where you have, like, holes. And if the tick fits in the smallest hole, it's a deer tick.
Well, who gives a fuck?
Isn't that weird that he has it? So if you have a tick, you can take it over to his house and he'll put it in his scientific
thing. I crushed it with the end of a brush. I crushed it. Mm-hmm. Then I wrapped it up in toilet paper, and now
is
I flushed
it. Not
it.
My brush, I hope.
I don't remember whose brush it was. It's the end of the brush.
Still.
Fine. Why? So then you start using the vibrator then. What?
Why?
Why what?
Like, well, why is that even coming out of your mouth?
Because who would care?
She put the brush up her cunt.
Oh yeah, that's how you're gonna talk.
That's how I'm gonna talk.
That's how you want to talk.
How you're presenting.
I didn't say that word. I didn't say it like
that. Oh no, yeah, right. That's right. Poof, I really crossed the line there. I'm sorry. I apologize. You talked about me fucking my own hairbrush.
I didn't say that either.
What were you implying then, Rich?
Huh?
What were you implying?
Quit laying like you're a high school girl talking on the
phone.
What
were you implying?
I don't know. Let's move on. Let's get started. And quit complaining.
About what?
Everything. That's all you do is complain. People listen to this podcast.
What do you listen?
And think you're a complainer.
They should 100%. The podcast is called My Wife Hates Me.
That doesn't mean you complain.
What is it? Well, what a wonder. First of all, let me start off by saying that Rich does all the technical work in this podcast, and it's just wonderful to know that it's always taken care of and. I don't have to worry. Is it going or not going? Have we run out of batteries? What a great guy. Anyways, Rich, what's going on with you?
Oh, isn't it?
Is that a good podcast?
Look at those. Well, if you did it without those voices, if you did your voice and you just talked like a nice person, you think Tom and Christina fight like this? No, I haven't even listened to her podcast, but I know they don't fight like this. Okay, they get along. You know why they get along? Because they're happy with their careers. And when people are happy with their careers, they get along during their podcast. Okay? Now, I'm happy with my career. So I could easily get along.
Can I just, hey.
What?
Break from my tradition of telling you how great you are to say, I bet that Tom and Christina aren't doing it on a fucking handheld piece of shit.
A lot of people do their podcast on a Tascam.
I bet they probably have interns.
No, Florentine does his on a Tascam.
Fuck you.
Fuck me? What is that kind of answer? What does that mean?
don't bring Florentine in.
He does his on a Tascam. What do you call Paul Verzi? Does his on a Tascam.
Fuck Paul Verzi.
So many people do it on the Tascam. It's so convenient. We could do this.
Are you getting a kickback?
From who?
My fucking foot. Do you not get what?
A kickback from Tascam?
Yeah.
No, they don't even give a fuck about me.
No, you just said it so many times.
Tascam.
We're not connecting today.
Okay, we are going to connect. We're going to talk about your big Mother's Day shows that you did in Florida.
Well, I drove to Hartford with Karen Feehan. Karen Feehan.
Is she your new pal? I found her.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, I think I met her first.
No, I found her.
I mean, I knew her independently of you, and then you were like... No, I was the one who said, I wanted to put her on our podcast at one point, and you were like, no. Then she started getting into all this trouble, or on our radio show. Then she started getting into all this trouble because she thought...
No, I didn't know about that trouble until you told me, until she got on the podcast. You never said put on the podcast before.
Wait.
On the radio show.
Stop. Just let me explain it. Do you mind?
Yeah, but no, but don't...
And first of all, it's the radio show we're talking
about.
Yes, yes. So let's just keep saying, making it clear. I did try to get her... Because I tried to get, like... And you'd always be like, I don't want any fucking open micer chicks on the show.
I never said that about her.
You didn't know her yet, so you didn't know who... So it didn't log in your brain as that's the person Karen Feehan. Oh. But I did try to get her on the show one time before that you...
I didn't say no.
Yes, you did. You were like, I didn't have any... I wasn't good at selling her, and you were like, I don't want to... Because at that point, I'd been trying to get, like... As you dumb open micer chicks on the show. So that's how you were like, ah, come on. And I didn't push that hard for her. But I did ask for her to be on the show before. Then she got into all this trouble with shaming fat people. That's how I got her on the show, because I showed you that. I told you some of the...
Yes. I already became a fan of hers before I even knew that she was shaming fat people.
Okay, well, but you didn't want her on the show until that time.
No, I said just bring her on. That's when I found out about it, when she came on the show. Because I saw her at, like, Roast Battle or something.
Right, okay, so that time it was easier to get her on the show, but yes. I was getting her on because she was kind of getting all this Facebook hate for going on a show about a fat person.
Yes.
And then making fun of the fat person.
All right, so you went up to Connecticut with her.
Hey,
stop.
What if people found out the truth?
What, that's you?
That we do have a huge board and it's just sound... We're in a studio and it's just sound effects of home stuff so that people... We do it from our dining room table, but if you saw a picture of us, we're in a, like, huge studio.
That would be very...
Isn't that hilarious? What? Okay, so we went to... Hartford, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Drove there, picked her up, drove all the way there.
You picked her up in New York. You picked up your opener.
Yeah.
Lonely days.
I don't want to drive all the way there by myself.
Where would I be without my opener? Lonely days, lonely nights. Where would I be without my opener? You know who sings that song? I put opener in. Do you know who sings it?
You, just now?
Bee Gees.
Thank you.
Lonely days, lonely nights.
Anyway, the MC on the show got fired during the show. During the show. So it was a 4 p.m. Mother's Day show, and then we had a 7 p.m. And on the 4 p.m., this girl comes into the green room, and she's like kind of a mess, you know, flustered.
Was she good looking?
Yes.
Young, old, middle?
I don't know. I can't tell ages. In and around the 30s, maybe late 20s, early 30s. And
thin?
Yeah, enough.
Fuckable?
Yeah, definitely. She looks like she would give you a mean blowjob. Like, that's her appeal. She would get down and dirty for you.
I'm going to try to get her a guest spot when I work
up
there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. And,
you know.
I already said my husband would love to work with you. So then she didn't seem to understand the concept of emceeing, and I kept saying, you've got to bring Karen up, and you should get Karen's intro, and she didn't... It was whatever. And then she went on stage, and then she was like, when she was done her set, she just goes, oh, what, am I supposed to bring somebody up? Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And then, like, kind of
matters.
It
doesn't matter.
She kept saying that. It doesn't matter. Like, she goes, I can't remember her name. Oh, it doesn't matter. Like, she was basically saying, okay, but this is the funniest part of the whole thing. So she goes, first she says, it's Jessica, right? Which is, couldn't be farther.
Where was Karen?
Karen was standing at the side, like, sort of walking up, like, not sure if she should just walk up and take over or not. And the girl goes, because I said to her in the green room, I was like, this is Karen Feehan. She was on Comedy Central or Roast Battle or whatever. And so I guess she remembered from the green room, like, that conversation, because she never, ever really did get Karen's intro or know her name, obviously. And she goes, is it Jessica? And Karen goes, it's Karen. And then she goes, oh, right. Oh, Karen. She was on Comedy Central. And then she goes, so was I. Who says, like, isn't that a funny character that, like, somebody doing an intro would be like... And our next guest was is a regular on OP Radio. Me too. I do it. Yeah.
Wait, well, why? When was she on Comedy Central?
She said she did, in the green room, she told us she did a lot of background work. So I assume she...
As an extra?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what she, her thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she goes, me too. I did too. It was so funny. Karen wasn't mad about it at all, but I was laughing really hard. Yeah. So then I went into the green room and I was like, do you know my name and my intro and everything? Like, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was really trying to help her out. And I said, you can just write it down and read it. It's fine. And then the manager came in and was like, no, there's a guy that MCs for us a lot. He's going to do it. I was like, in the middle of the show? Like, I said, well, maybe she could just go up and introduce me. And that would be fine. Because otherwise it's like the audience knows, like, well, you know how women are. They just can't cut it. So we brought in a guy. Whatever.
So
it's kind of fun. So it was, yeah, so it was a train wreck all around.
And
these
then,
Mother's Day shows.
And then you had an hour and a half between shows.
Yes.
You and Karen went and sat in the car. Did you take a nap?
I leaned the thing back.
You see?
No.
No touching whatsoever?
It was free of any kind of sexual tension. Or,
not even a little breast here and there with each other? Or,
I mean, there was four little breasts between us, but...
No?
No touching.
Okay. So, and then the second show.
The second show, there was a lot of breast touching.
No, there was a...
The second show,
it was a male MC. How bad was he? Or good was he?
Well, the audience just feels much more comfortable when there's a man running the show.
Was it couples or all ladies in the audience?
It was moms and daughters and sons and moms and... Yeah, nobody who knew me.
No husbands and wives?
They didn't come to see Bonnie McFarlane. It was like...
Really?
I did a lot of crowd work. I mean, maybe some people did. I just went right to the green. I don't shake hands or hang out. If you want to see me or something, you have to, like, get the manager to go get me.
What kind of person are you?
I don't know, because I have, like, anxiety about it.
Now, after the show, you got paid.
Yes.
Then you... You fucking raped him on travel.
I asked for my fair share and got it, yes.
Yeah, that's good. And you drove home.
You told me, I said before I left, I go, how much did I ask for travel? And
don't
you gave me the number.
Yeah.
And then when I told him the number, I could see in his face it was too high. And then when I told you that he gave it to me, you were like, that's too high. But you told me to say it.
Well, maybe I was wrong. No, it wasn't too hard.
I told him if he booked me again, I'd give him a deal on the travel.
Well, if I get canceled because he...
I had to drive all the way there and all the way back. It's a long
way. And you had to pick up Karen and then take her back to New York.
I know, but she was mad because I told her I'd take her back to her door. But then...
Where's her door? Where does she live?
In Brooklyn.
What? You're going to go all the way out of your way to Brooklyn?
Yeah, then I was like, what am I doing? So then I was like...
Get Uber.
Made it like I missed an exit. So I was like, oh, can I just drop you off in New York?
She got mad?
No, but I think she was like...
Well, who the fuck takes the opener home to her house?
Trust me, she kept saying 100 million times, drop me off anywhere, it's okay, it's fine.
What's going on with these openers?
No, she was
you know
nice about it. But because I had said, I was like, she was like, no, you can drop me off anywhere. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's like no big deal. But I was like, no, I'll drop you at your house. And then at the last minute, I was like, can I just leave you here? Then it was like, well, yeah. She was like, it's fine. It's totally fine. But
all right. So, all in all, it went semi well. I mean, the club made money.
It was great. It was, everybody loved it. I wish the audiences wouldn't get so weird when something crazy is happening, like that chick and the thing, because they could have enjoyed that part of it. Like, there's a girl that probably shouldn't be on stage for this amount of time.
Forever?
for 20 minutes, and it's, like, crazy.
I did Baltimore. I did McGoobies over the weekend. It was great. A lot of fun. Brian Regan came down to watch my show. He did a theater in town. Then him and his road manager and his opener came to my show. And then we all hung out after it. He's so much funny. He's so funny.
He's
man.
So much funny.
He's so much funny. He's so funny. It's just
he's
funny.
Gonna call this next special. So much funny.
You know, a lot of headliners when they're in town, when they have time, they come to see me. I'm like the cookie jar of comedy.
Well, I don't know what cookie jar means.
He was an act in Vegas.
Listen, get that gum in and hold on. Get a I don't know if people were. They're like, hey, it's not as juicy as it usually is. Get that gum up and...
Cookie Jar was he's an act in Vegas. Everybody, when they're in town, goes to see Cookie Jar. At least they used to. I don't know if he's still performing. But I'm like that for comics, you know, during town. Hey.
I heard his lid got chipped.
Oh.
Cookie Jar Joe. Well, who fucking names themselves Cookie Jar?
And the Crumbs, that was the name of his band.
Oh, God.
He only had one other guy with him. He's a legend in Vegas. He's a legend. Mm-hmm. We went to see him one night, me, Jay Moore, Bruce Smirnoff.
But I like that you're, referring to yourself as, a weird sideshow.
No, I'm just that kind of comic that people, when they have time, they come see me.
Yeah, I heard other comics, the first thing they do when they get in town, any city that they're in, they're like, find out if Rich Voss is somewhere in here around.
I always go to other clubs if I get off early. I go to open mics in town, or I'll go,
Right.
I always go hang in the other clubs.
Right.
If we're down, when I'm in Vegas, we only have one show. At, the club I work, Brad Garrett's room only has one show, so then I'll go over to the Tropicana, see who's working there, hang out there, or I'll go on Friday to Dirty at 12:30, hang out, do a spot, So that's what you do as a comic. When I met you, did you have all the, I don't even get mad.
All my wrinkles?
No, those brown spots. What are those?
It's age.
No, it's I don't aging. Have those and I'm older.
Well, I don't know.
They're freckles.
They're
freckles.
I think they're age spots.
No, because... No.
On my hands?
Yeah, those are freckles.
Whatever, it's cancer, I'm dying.
Don't, don't get people's hopes up. What would I do?
So much funny.
So much fun. What would I do without you? What would I do? When would I start dating?
Okay, listen, I've thought about this a lot. But you want me to weigh in.
What?
No, but the older I get and the more intertwined our lives become, I don't know if I could live without you.
Well, you...
I do get scared sometimes, oh, God, don't die. Not before the floor is built.
Well, hold on. Is there anything on my back?
Now you're going to go through ticks?
Is there anything on my back?
No.
Crawling, brush my back.
It's not.
Scratch your middle.
Scratch your scar. No,
God. Just scratch my scar.
I'm not scratching your scar. Sit down. God, I can't.
I don't know why my scar still itches a year later. It's weird. It's just going to itch for a while. Who would I date? What would I do after,
Who would be your scar scratcher then?
Who would I be? Who would I date?
You know what? Honestly, if I died,
what?
Let's say, and then you get. Let's give you a year to get over it. Okay?
A year?
Yeah, come on, you gotta kind of take a year.
Well, it would take me a while to get over it mentally.
I mean, maybe you're having some sex and stuff, but
Oh, I would never get in a relationship for a while.
A year.
At least.
Stop.
So
this is what you did. You go, I would take me a year. I would wait, and then you farted, leaned forward and farted like, it'd take a while.
What are you saying?
Yeah, because you're disgusting.
You're the biggest disgusting.
Who fucking talks about
what
getting into a new relationship while farting?
I guess me.
Yes, it's you. No, because but then what would happen is you'd go complete You think I'm a hard ass, but you would go, I know you, you would go completely over the edge. You would have emotional problems. You'd have fights with everyone. You'd be wearing weird things. You'd completely go over the edge. Your anxiety would top out. You don't think I keep you a little bit grounded into what reality,
You help me match clothing.
sometimes you tell me what's ugly clothing. You know, you keep a lot of stuff together. That's what you do. We both keep stuff together.
Oh, here we go. He cannot give a compliment without including himself. It hurts you.
No, I'm saying.
It literally hurts you.
Ow! Oh. Ow. Oh!
You do stuff. No, I mean.
I made us coffee. Why don't you have a cup?
I just had too much coffee today.
I made us a whole pot.
I don't mean about the cleaning and all that stuff. I'm talking about, like, emotionally.
But who would I date? How?
I feel like I walk you through every... Like, you're always in these drama things that I have to, like, walk you through.
Yeah, but you don't give good advice sometimes.
Your thing is to, like, fight back to the death on every single thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so...
So okay, you're gonna, and then you'll be confused. Why is this happening?
I'm not confused why certain things are happening. I don't like being put in a position into certain things that are happening in my life. But it's time to move on and do other things in life. That's all. What's like the youngest girl you think I'll date?
It's. I feel honestly. Like, I think some people have true, genuine jealousy where they don't want their husband or spouse. But I feel for the people you're going to date. I feel bad for them. Like, well, don't make them do that.
I'm not going to... I mean, not date. I mean, you know...
Like, just have sex with older women.
How old?
I mean, you know, you're turning 60, so it's... But it's getting up there. You're not going to get... You're not going to... It's not going to be 35-year-old women.
Oh,
for you.
Easily. I'm not going lower than.
No.
25, probably. 25.
Think of
30.
Them. Think of them. They have to touch your balls. Like, think of them. They could have, like, a young, you know, guy. Like, why would you make them have to fuck you?
I'm going to come so quick the first time my dick touches other skin.
And, right.
Huh?
Okay. That's fine. Rub the dog up and down it.
Why would you say something like that? Because once you go, then I give the dog away.
Oh, my God. If I murder suicide, I'm taking the dog out, too.
No, I'll keep the dog. But I'm going to get a shepherd, too, to go with the dog. And then visit Raina while she lives up with your sister up in Canada.
Oh, my God.
With Andrea.
Why?
I won't be a good dad. I'm too old. She needs
no. You have to, you would just have to, like, do it. You just have to...
I don't want her to see me through those years.
Oh, my God. It's healthier.
She's going to have to help me.
So? That's good. She'll learn some responsibility in life.
Maybe I'll get rid of Jessica.
Oh, my God.
That'll be Jessica's wedding gift.
People will help you because you're a man. So people will just come out of the woodwork to help you. And there are women that are, say, like, that are too old to have babies. That's who you're going to date. You're going to date. You're going to end up marrying someone probably pretty quickly.
Do you think I would remarry after? You
yes.
Think, no
100%,
way.
100%.
No possible way.
Yes. And it's not even about the sex. It's about, like, somebody helping you and taking care of things.
I would never get married again.
No, you would.
No,
will.
Not three times.
Oh, my God. Somebody will be living here within 3 weeks of my death. Yes.
No.
Yes, because you'll be like, how does the dishwasher work?
First of all, I didn't want to tell you. Someone's living here now. I didn't want to.
Okay. You're like one of those guys that keeps a woman.
Come on under the floorboards.
Where'd that old mattress go?
Look, I would never get remarried.
Keep buying eggs, and where do they go? Who's eating all the Ritz crackers all the time?
I eat those.
Okay, that's dark.
That's dark? Whoa, the Ritz crackers is what brought it over?
No.
I would never get remarried. You would. You'd start dating comics.
I mean, I've a list, I'm not going to lie, of people that, it's a bucket list.
Are you crazy?
After you kick the bucket.
Of comics?
After you kick the bucket, I'm going to grab it.
You're going to try to go out with Russ Meneve.
I mean, he seems like a good catch.
Oh,
he's
really?
Probably got a girlfriend. The problem is that...
Who's going to support both of you?
I don't... So mean. I mean, if you don't go in the next couple of years, it's over for me, you know, finding someone. Look, at nobody wants anybody over 35, as you say. Even you might even toss me aside.
What do you mean?
For a 35-year-old.
No, that's too old.
A 30-year-old?
Well,
30-year-olds right now, they seem like 19-year-olds.
Hey, there's no one you're barking at. What?
Okay, enough of the sound effects of the dog, or you're going to get fired. I said stop doing the sound effects with the dog. I hate this fucking studio. I like that until I said that you didn't know what I was doing.
Yes, I did.
You did.
There's no one even out there. Who are you barking at?
What's going on? Stop it.
We're not ending the podcast, but let me throw out some plugs. This Thursday.
Oh, we're not in. Hey, keep your head. Woo! A lot of people.
This Thursday.
Punching the air with their fists. Woohoo!
This Thursday through Sunday. Levity Live in Nyack or West Nyack or up at the Palisades Mall, Thursday through Sunday. Great club. Great club. Also next week, next Wednesday in Seattle, one night only, the Comedy Underground. I haven't worked Seattle in so long. I'm looking forward to this club. I heard it's like one of the best clubs. There's some good clubs in Seattle. It's just that all the club bookers and owners in Seattle are out of their fucking minds. So finally, I'm working a club where the club owner seems pretty normal at the Comedy Underground. But the rest of those clubs are good clubs. They're just run by fucking assholes. So I'm looking forward to the Comedy Underground next Wednesday, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Comedy Mix in Vancouver. In Vancouver. Don't let me forget my passport.
A lot of traveling.
Well, I'm going to rent a car in Seattle, do my one night at the Comedy Underground, and I'm going to drive up to Vancouver.
Starting in June, I can start working towards getting us all dual citizenships if we want.
Well, I remember one time when I was going over the border in Canada, they go, "Were you arrested for marijuana?" I go, "Yeah, when I was 18. They go, "Well, it's on the FBI list." I go, "I was 18.
What do you mean it's on the FBI list?
I guess whatever. They keep, you know, track of, you know, all
your name?
Yeah. I go, "I was 18. That was, you know, 20 years ago.
My lawyer told me if they ask you about anything like that at the border, are you supposed to lie?"
No, you don't.
That's what my lawyer told me.
Why?
So, because if you tell the truth and they don't know about it, then they'll turn you away.
No, you don't lie, because if you get caught in a lie, then
I'm just telling you what my lawyer told me.
What lawyer?
My immigration lawyer.
You never lie at the border. Never lie at the border. Always tell the truth.
Well, I told the truth, and I got turned away at the border.
What was your truth?
They said, "Have you ever been arrested?" I said, "I don't know." Because I thought, like, getting stopped by the cops was being arrested, I guess. I know I'm dumb, but I was really young too. But.
Wait, you got turned away coming into America?
Uh-huh. But then I just...
It's harder to get into Canada.
That was on a Greyhound bus, and then I came back and bought a plane ticket and went. Got around that fucker.
Why didn't you just buy the plane ticket from the beginning? Stop it!
Because I didn't want to spend all my money. And that was one of the problems, is that I only bought a one-way ticket.
What is she barking at?
She hears or sees something.
Stop. There's a lady out there. Big deal. It's a lady and a dog. Don't act like you.
But if she was out there, she wouldn't be barking.
She'd be running away from the dog because she's scared of dogs. And Stop it. We're doing a podcast.
You're ruining our fucking lives. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want me to tell you what we have? You want me to tell you what's piled up in my living room here? Flooring for upstairs. $3,400 to put two floors in.
Oh, well, you're always like, "Don't talk about money."
Oh, no, no, not business money. Flooring money you could talk about.
Brother.
Putting in two wooden floors, and then once those floors go in, this dog goes in the crate until she learns how to piss outside. I'm telling you, I'm not putting up with it anymore. It's either she goes or I go. Okay? You hear me?
I mean, it's I know who I pick.
Good. Because I'm going to get my RV, and I'm traveling.
Okay.
I'm traveling. I'm traveling the country. I'm gonna do shows and play golf and have a little van RV. Not like a big RV, like a van RV.
And just pull over whenever you want and
And that's when I'll pick up girls in clubs.
Okay,
and go,
so when I die, you're gonna but what about Raina? You're not gonna take Raina on the road with you?
Sometimes. She's gotta go to school.
And so I don't want to. What's she gonna do when she's going to school?
What do you mean?
Well, you're out and you're.
I'm gonna have
your Winnebago or whatever.
I'm getting a van RV, not a Winnebago, a van RV.
All right, let's.
Not a Winnebago.
A little aggressive.
And then in the summer, me and her will travel and.
But in the winter, you're not gonna do it. You're gonna stay here and look after her and take her to school.
Well, if I have to work Florida, then I'll drive down in my Winnebago.
What do you do with her?
I'm going to have...
You're going to get married again within 3 weeks. I'm
like getting
you
married.
See, that way you can do whatever you want.
No, I'm going to hire a housekeeper. A young French housekeeper.
Why French? Why would you do that to yourself?
Not French. I'm going to get from another country, you know, an au pair.
Like...
Because they're cheaper, an au pair.
But you already have such problems with... communicating with people with this language.
Get somebody from like Belgium or somewhere that speaks English.
Oh, they're from another country, but they speak English.
Yeah, every country doesn't speak a different language.
So you're going to get someone from Canada?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Or Amsterdam.
Don't say England, because every time we watch a show... with his British accents, you just turn it up and up and up and up until our ears are bleeding and you still can't understand it.
I finished Feud. Unbelievable. Now I'm finishing the second season of The Man in the High Castle. It makes no fucking sense. It makes no fucking sense, and I can't figure it out yet. So if I can't figure it out, and it's better come to some... They're living in the future, the past... They're all over the fucking place.
Based on a book.
Yeah, I don't care. They're living...
That's when I checked out, when it became like some kind of supernatural sort of thing.
You know, and then she's looking at fucking films of people in the past or the future. And then the Japanese, the trade minister, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's living in the future. And the main girl, the main girl?
Yeah.
She's married to his son.
Oh.
In the future, like I
oh, so
or the past,
like Lost or something.
They're just fucking all over the place. Why don't you just do a show that you don't say, go, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
Because it makes no fucking sense unless I'm just completely missing it.
Well,
my theory.
Who's watching like a show about? I liked it when it was like a an alternate reality. This is what happened. Let's pretend this is what happened. But then it got too crazy with the time traveling and
the
films and stuff.
Maybe.
No, reality is good enough. That
I think America won the war and they just gave like fucking Germany and Japan two parts of the country and pretend it's their, but they're still controlling everything. I don't know.
Oh.
No, that makes no sense. Because what's going on? It makes no fucking sense, this show. And it better...
Well, bail out. I did.
No, because I only got like a couple more episodes for season two. And they better answer some questions.
I bailed out the minute there was...
You know, you start seeing videotapes of people dying that are alive.
Yeah, that's when I was like, nothing.
And, you know, who won this war? You know, it's just... You know, and then they're showing TV shows of President Kennedy speaking about the Cuban Missile Crisis. But why would he be speaking about that after?
And also, I don't know
everything
to know about fucking... I don't want to have to, like, be reading, like, a history book to understand what's really happening.
You can't. It's not in... I already understood what happened until they went and fucking did all this future or fake... It's really pissing me off.
Well, there you have it. That's reviews by Rich Voss. That was a review of the second season of Man in the High Tower.
But someone told me to watch
Man in the High Castle.
Castle.
Sorry.
It's a castle. And...
well, how about Feud? What's your review on Feud? Here we go.
The best show I watched this year.
You love old ladies, though.
It was... Let me tell you...
How do you love old ladies so much, but you don't want to marry one?
If Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon and the director don't win Emmys, it makes no sense. They were so fucking good. The show was so good. I don't know who was better, Susan Sarandon or Jessica Lange. They were so fucking good.
So fucking good. That's the review from Richard Voss.
But it was only 8 episodes. Just another episode, I think, about after the show. I don't know what that episode is, but...
Now, what about Fargo? What's your review of this season's Fargo?
So far, one thumb up, one thumb down.
Oh, okay. So
we only watched 3 episodes. But Better Call Saul, love it.
Off the charts.
You can't go wrong with it.
It's always good.
It's one, he's so good in it, mm-hmm. Odenkirk. He's good. His brother, what's his name, is...
also a comedian.
He's not a comedian.
I think he was. He was on SNL.
A comedian actor.
He was in Spinal Tap.
I hate when people... oh, really? That makes him a comedian?
No, but I mean, I think he really did do stand-up. Okay, so shoot me. He was a comedic actor.
Yeah, I hear when people go, oh, Carol Burnett, she was a comedian. No, she was.
Do you hate that?
Yes, because there's a big difference.
She went out on stage every night and did a monologue.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your argument on
she
that?
She wasn't a comedian. She was a comedian actress. And great. Unbelievable.
But still.
Unbelievable.
What about Lily Tomlin?
What about her? I think she did stand-up. I don't remember. Nope. Comedy actress, I think.
Steve Martin?
He did stand up and then he quit.
Right, so you're going to let him. But I still think, I don't think of him as, I mean, I think of him as very funny stand up, but he's different
that
than
was a stepping
true stand
up
because it's like he figured out how to be a stand up and then quit.
He used that as a stepping stone to move on.
Oh, or he just enjoyed that part of it and then.
But he was funny, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he was different. He was alternative.
Mm-hmm.
He was before. Was he before Andy Kaufman? Anyhow, Andy Kaufman. You know, everybody says Janine was the first alternative comic out there. I think Andy Kaufman was.
Does everyone say Janine is?
Yeah, that she pretty much started in clubs and stuff.
Oh, her and Odenkirk bringing it back.
Yeah, what do you mean bringing it back?
It's because you were talking about Fargo. Well, I mean, you were talking about Better Call Saul.
Why was Odenkirk before David Cross?
Yeah.
You don't know that as a fact.
Yeah, Odenkirk gave David Cross his first TV or show, I think. Bob Odenkirk was already writing on SNL and stuff at that point.
What's that?
Bob Odenkirk was writing on SNL and stuff at that point.
Oh. Well, he's a good guy. When we saw him up in, I saw him in South by Southwest,
mm-hmm.
he was like such a nice guy.
He's great.
He's like a nice guy.
Yeah.
He must be fun to work with. He's probably not like an asshole. You know what I mean? I would think... because I remember doing radio with David Cross.
Right.
A little bit arrogant, I would say.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Odenkirk. He's a character.
Odenkirk, nicest guy in the world. Night and day.
Right.
Night and day. Just maybe first impressions.
Right.
Well, then I met Odenkirk before. I did a show with him once.
This is great. Are we done?
Okay, no. Okay, we're going to go over some other stuff. So we love, our favorite right now.
Oh, my God.
Is, our favorite is Better Call Saul. Our favorite.
Okay, can we?
Feud, great. Now everybody says we should watch this show.
I feel like we've been doing this for a long time.
People say we should watch this show called Luther. That was on Netflix.
How is this entertaining to
Because they've probably watched the shows and they're going, yeah, watch that one, or I like that one, or they agree or disagree. What some of them might understand The Man in the High Castle and explain it on a tweet, because I'm pretty smart when it comes to stuff.
Yeah, I think we all realize that.
And
I mean, what is your IQ
out.
Again?
141.
Oh, 141.
And I can't figure this out. I can't figure it out, but maybe they're doing that to everybody.
You can't be a legend without being brilliant, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, Lost made no sense at the end. Ridiculous.
You explained it to me many times.
What, Lost?
Mm-hmm. You were always explaining Lost to me.
Did I?
Yes.
No.
I mean, you weren't right.
Yes, I was.
No.
Yes. If I explained it, then I knew what I was talking
Lots
about.
Lots of times we're watching shows, I have to turn to you and be like, do you know what's going on? Do you want me to explain what's going on?
No. No. Not true.
But then you explain stuff to me sometimes.
Oh, is that how it works?
Then it's a little give and take.
Luther, we're going to try this out. Someone's calling you.
Okay.
Who is it?
I don't know.
What's the area code?
Connecticut.
Pick it up.
No!
I'll pick it up.
I'm Rich, you have no impulse control. This person will leave a message, okay?
No, you don't. That's what your problem is. You don't answer.
I won't answer a call that I don't know the fucking number of. Remember when I was answering, except for the 213 number, because it was Hollywood, and I was tricked every time. And it was a sermon. A guy yelling about fucking...
203 could have been your...
Heaven and hell.
Could have been your money from that network that owes you the money.
What? What network?
IFC. That could have been someone from IFC.
IFC hasn't fucking paid me yet. I'm getting so pissed off with them. Jesus Christ. It's maddening.
Let's pitch the show to True TV.
Oh, let's pitch the show to True TV.
How about on 10,000 a day?
Hey, what about movie reviews with Richard Voss?
I can't do it
TV
alone.
TV and movies.
But I don't want to do that alone. I'll have guests on it, but I need a co-host.
Right, so you get Karen. Karen Feehan?
No.
I told her to change her name.
Why?
Karen Feehan? Can you see that being famous? I can't. Carrie Freeman? Yes.
Who am I going to do my...
We have to quit. I mean, life. We have to quit life. Like, we can't keep doing this. We're on this fucking shitty task cam while a dog is barking. Like, sometimes I try to pretend like, well, this is all part of the charm. But it's just off the fucking rails. It's too terrible. We don't know what we're talking about.
Yes, we do.
You're like, answer the phone! It's like, what is this? It's so awful. I can't imagine listening to this shit. And being like, well, they're just giving us a slice of their day. Shouldn't we be bringing something to the table? Some interesting, like, we're not even being comedic. We're just sitting here, shut up, dog! Like, who's listening to, can you imagine if somebody just, like, took a clip of it and, like, said, listen to this podcast. They'd be like, what the fuck?
I tell you, let me tell you something. I got a call. They want to do a profile on us on TMZ about this.
About what?
The podcast.
About how shitty our podcast is? Two of the shittiest podcasters in the country are with us tonight.
Stern was trashing.
You enjoy dogs barking in the background.
Stern was trashing podcasts the other day. It was so funny. He goes, O'Reilly's doing a podcast.
Now, oh, yeah, listen to this.
He goes, he's doing exactly what High Pitch Eric is doing. He's in the same business as High Pitch Eric. Yeah. You know who High Pitch Eric is?
I know it's one of the Stern characters.
That calls him from the Whack Pack.
Sit down. I know a little too much. I'm done.
No, you're not done.
Over.
We still got a few minutes.
No.
We got 4 minutes.
I can't.
Let's pitch the show.
Go ahead.
No, you're the pitcher. I'm the catcher.
Look, transcribing. Do you remember? Taught you that yesterday.
What do you mean?
I'm getting a voicemail. I'm transcribing it, and I'll read it out loud when it's transcribed. Why isn't it transcribing?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why.
This is Allie Griffin calling from the RCA, the Rotary Pacific Association. You're doing a show with us this weekend. We are so excited to have you, and I am arranging pickup for all the comedians.
Oh, that's the thing with Eddie Brill's show.
You're getting a car.
Car, but I have to share it with the other comedians. What the fuck?
Wait, they're going to pick you up then go to New York?
No, she's basically saying, like, where do you live so that we can get a pickup point that'll be okay for everyone so then you get picked up at, like, the Starbucks on, you know, Midtown or something.
Just fucking drive. Drive to the show.
I know.
But find out, what part of Connecticut is it?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I don't know where the fuck it is.
It can't be any further than where you work Mother's Day.
But, like, I don't want to sit in a fucking car with...
Who's on the show?
I don't remember anymore either. I knew at one point. Maybe Nick Griffin?
Oh, he's funny. Oh, yeah, he's funny.
But who has to sit in a car with Nick Griffin for fucking 2 hours?
fucking...
And I guarantee you he doesn't want to sit in a car with me.
Eddie fucking Brill, who's supposed to be my friend, he used to block me from doing Letterman. They did call me one night to do Letterman. This is what happened. He called me when I was doing Last Comic Standing and goes, when I gave him a set once that he liked. He liked the set. He goes, yeah, we could do this. Right? And then I...
Eddie used to book Letterman.
Yeah. So he saw me do a set. He goes, yeah, that set would work. You know, a couple things we'd change. Then I started doing Last Comic Standing, which was on NBC, and Letterman was CBS. So Eddie calls me. I said, do you want to do the show tomorrow? Can you put a set together for tomorrow? I go, look, I'm with them. I'm doing this thing on NBC. I don't know if they would like it. And it's tomorrow or maybe 2 days. But no, I think it was the next day. And I said, I can't have that stress. I can't figure it. You know what I mean? In one day, put a set together, which I did do for Rosie. But that was an easier show. Well, not an easier audience, but easier show.
Can you?
So then...
This is way longer than 4 minutes.
Then these two guys, those producers, the Stengel brothers, or what were their names?
Yeah, Stengel.
Stengel. Nice guys. They used to work for Opie. They used to go, they used to try to say, hey, put Voss on the show. And some Opie
comics.
Well, this
is their side.
But both of them said it. They're both going to lie. And Eddie would go, nah, nah. I wonder why. I was always friends with
him.
Well,
saying no or not yet isn't blocking you. It's like, stop bringing him up. I'm never using him. That's blocking.
I'm always friends with him. I've known him for years and years.
But maybe he doesn't think you're the right kind of comedian for Letterman.
Oh, I would have been. I would have made myself. Well, then why would he ask me to do it the next day?
I don't know. Well, none of it makes sense.
Well, now he's doing his show again that you did in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
But this year he has, like... Wendy Liebman,
yeah, because he doesn't tell him it's a contest.
Those people
there.
Are not doing a contest. You got to see the acts he has this year. He has major acts going.
Oh.
You know, so they're definitely not doing a fucking contest. Believe me, not these acts. Who else? I don't know. He has some big acts going.
All right, I gotta go.
Wait.
No, come on. Do you really think people are like, no, Bonnie, don't. This is the most fascinating.
You don't want to plug your show?
Stories, whatever.
In Connecticut.
No, I don't, because I don't know where it is or what it is, or I think it's a fundraiser and it's probably already sold out. I mean, he never said to tweet it or anything, so...
Okay.
Whatever. Well, I do have a show coming up on the 9th in Philly that's the Opie Comedians show.
It's the 11th.
Oh, the 11th, yeah, that's right.
Comedians from Opie?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on that show?
Yes, I'm on that show.
Wait, what is it again now? What's the show? Who's on it? Tell me.
I don't know with all the people on.
Comedians from Opie, right?
Yeah.
On the 11th in at Helium.
Yeah, at Helium.
I'm not on that show.
Oh, but you're a comedian on Opie.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not on that show.
Okay, well, anyway.
That's okay. Anyhow.
You don't have to be on every show I've ever done.
Have you ever done it?
Anyone ever done it?
But you would think. Anyhow.
I'm supposed to have my phone.
Anyhow,
okay,
this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at Levity Live in Nyack at the Palisades Mall. Next week, one night only. I want this to sell out. I think it will. The Comedy Underground in Seattle next Wednesday. The Comedy Underground in Seattle. And then Thursday through Saturday, the Comedy Mix Vancouver. Listen, go behind the wall. It's $1.99 a month. There's so much shit behind the wall now. It's well worth it. All right, we're going to go. We're going to hang this one up, and we're going to move on.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old, and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, ShopRite does the Can-Can, selling lots on brands on everything in Can-Can. Today is great to save some cash, so come to ShopRite's Can-Can Bash. Can-Can, can you save much money?
deals at ShopRite's Can-Can Sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.